Time now on Siren Radio for another edition of Cultural Connections. And on today's show, we have hopefully three fine individuals, two of whom are already set in the studio because they've done their bit and they've sent in their pieces of music early, which is all good. In the studio, we have Urte Grinkate. How are you, Urte?
I'm good.
Excellent. We also have the wonderful Brooke Cullen. How are you, Brooke?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Excellent. And just arrived, of course, we've got Nadine Huntley. How are you, Nadine? Excellent. Okay, we're going to find out more about the fabulous folk that are actually there, how they've come together with Cultural Connections, and more over the course of the next, 50-odd minutes. Já rangiu Century Fox, Calvin Mia, Cigarettes, Billy Halley, Holy Flex, Johnny Shop, 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 Bob Dica, Dica, Jimmy Hendrix, Cai Cigano, Cai Camundó. Já rangiu Century Fox, Calvin Mia, Cigarettes, Billy Halley, Holy Flex, Johnny Shop, 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 Shop. Johnny Shop, 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 Shop. Oh, Johnny Shop, 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 Shop. Okay, let's go straight away, alphabetically speaking at least, to Brooke Cullen. Brooke, tell us a bit about yourself. How did you come to Lincoln? What things are you actually doing whilst you're actually here?
Well, yeah, hi, I'm Brooke. I'm originally from London, but I came up to Lincoln to study creative writing. I was pretty much convinced to come here by my sister, who attended the uni in 2016, and she sold it to me because obviously I was applying for university during the COVID pandemic, so I couldn't really visit anywhere. She basically sold it to me, and that's why I'm here now.
So the beginning of a dynasty then, basically, yeah. Has been established here. Very good. And creative writing, is that something you've always had an urge to actually get connected with?
Yeah, I'm definitely an essay writer. I don't do well with numbers or science or anything like that, so all my A-levels were essay-based subject. But I was thinking of doing English at university, but I wanted to be a bit more creative with my work, so creative writing seemed like the right option for me at the time, and I've loved it since coming here.
Next up, alphabetically, at least by my reckoning, we've actually got, I don't know, do we do surname or do we do first name? This is going to be a tough one. Oh, what the hey. I'll do surname, which would actually bring us to Urte Grinkate. Grinkate?
Close enough.
Go on. Well, how should it be pronounced?
Grinkate.
Grinkate. Okay. Share with us, Urte. What brings you to Lincoln?
Same thing as Brooke, really. We were looking at unis and I saw that Brooke was applying to the University of Lincoln and I thought, looks pretty good, I'll go with her.
Fair enough. Obviously, Brooke's cousin clearly has a big sort of part to play in terms of the recruitment issue. She should be taking a percentage from that point of view. And are you also from London?
Yeah.
And are you doing creative writing?
Yes.
There you go. Okay. And then finally, that brings us around neatly to Nadine Huntley. Nadine, how are you and what are you doing here?
I'm good, thank you. I went to Lincoln to study sociology. Been here for the past 3 years, and that's going well. I wanted to come to Lincoln. I just thought it's a good university. It looks nice, and here I am.
Excellent. Okay, first choice of music this time actually goes to Brooke with Desmond Dekker and the Aces. Would you like to explain why you've gone for this particular track?
I'm from Jamaica, or my family is at least, and I really appreciate the music there. Lots of different forms of music have come from Jamaica, but one of my favourites being reggae, and this is just a track that, I don't know, it just makes me feel like I'm at home, so.
You think I never see you when you accidentally fall? Me say, I think. Make your puppy your bitter boy. I think. Why you accidentally fall? I think. Is she crying out for ice water? Cool. Wreck it to me, Jim. as you're crying out for ice water. And I told you twice, was sweet nanny go talk up when in belly. Me say, I make your puppy a bitter go. I why you accidentally fall? I is she crying out because I water?
And the first topic of conversation we have, literally as we are weeks away from the big Christmas Day, at least as far as part of the Western world is actually concerned. I realise if you're a Russian Orthodox, it'll be around about January time, I think. But preparation for the holiday season. And let's turn to Nadine first and foremost with respect to this. Nadine, are you also London-based?
Yes, I am. I live in London, but I was born in Trinidad and moved here when I was 5.
All right. So culturally, quite an interesting sort of connection from that side of things. Is Christmas a big thing in the Huntley household, or is it something which
huge.
Is so... It is huge. Okay. So what are the kind of things you get up to?
So decorating the Christmas tree is always pretty much the biggest part, but the food is, like, top tier. So we cook a lot of traditional Trinidadian Christmas food, and we eat a lot, and we just enjoy a good family time together.
Excellent. Okay, let's move to Brooke. Is that something that connects with you yourself, or it's like Christmas bar humbug?
No, I love Christmas. As being part of a Jamaican household, it's quite similar to Nadine. I think it might just be a Caribbean thing, but the food is a big part. And I remember showing people when coming up to Lincoln a picture of my Christmas dinner from last year, and they were shocked seeing all the different sorts of foods that we have at Christmas that isn't maybe traditionally an English Christmas. So it's really good fun. My family loves Christmas.
Okay, and Urta?
Well, back in Lithuania, Christmas is a big thing, but here, because it's just me and my mum, we tend to keep it quite small. We'll put up a Christmas tree and have some nice food, but not, like, go fully out because it's just us two.
And as you said, obviously, Lithuania, are you native to London? What's the background? What brought you to Britain, in essence?
I was born in Lithuania, and then when I was 3, my mum just decided to move to London. She knew somebody here and thought, it would be an easier life for us if we came here. So,
okay, excellent. All right, let's move on in terms of the holiday season in general. You're all doing, well, actually, two are doing creative writing, and of course, Nadine, you're doing sociology. Yeah.
Yes.
So, how's the academic year been so far? Then, I mean, talk us through. I mean, have there been any stresses or strains? Anything which you sort of thought, well, that's all right, no problem at all? Basically, let's go to Brooke first.
Yeah, it's been really interesting this year. Third year is definitely a lot tougher in essence, but it's also lots of fun because as a part of the creative writing module, we get to basically write half of a novel as our final dissertation piece. So that's been really interesting to explore, and hopefully I'll get it all done before going back home so I can enjoy my Christmas, but it's been really, really good.
You should hopefully listen to our Author of the Week features basically on Siren Radio. We have a new creative writer each week who comes up from that perspective. I think even Robert Weston's been part of that to a certain extent, so there you go. And Urta, what about yourself? I mean, is it a case of it's great, I can make anything up about my creative writing, just go on there and be creative?
For the most part, yeah. The creative side of it is really sort of like inspiring, and it gets you thinking about like, oh, I can, if I write this book, I can publish it, and then, you know, it just gets like, gives you dreams and hopes pretty much. But we do still have an academic side, which isn't the same. The essays are a bit...
It's objective. You need to obviously sort of give it a bit of academic rigour. It helps. It's a bit like, you know, having the roughage in one's diet, etc. Nadine, from sociology, were you always attracted to the life sciences?
Yes, pretty much so. I mean, I used to be attracted to, like, biology, chemistry, those type of sciences. But then in college, took a turn, and it was sociology from then on, and I've always liked it.
And arguably that's much more complex than, as you said, biology, chemistry and physics, because, of course, it's dealing with human beings, and Lord knows we can be very complicated creatures. Okay, we're going to move on from that to Urte's first selection, and I think I'm going to have to ask you to pronounce this particular. I could get Tris, that's perfectly okay, and I could probably get Mary Jonas, but you're going to have to deal with the rest and also explain why you've gone for this particular piece of music.
It's Marijonas Mikutavičius, who's a Lithuanian singer, and the song is Tris Milijonai, which means 3 million, and it's just about how... you know, when there used to be 3 million of us in Lithuania, there's now like 2.8. We struggle to sort of be proud of our country because it was so small and because of everything we've been through. And it's just a song about, you know, being proud of our culture and the country that we're from.
Tik per klaidą netapom,
suppose many ways a Lithuanian example of stadium rock, really, with cannons and all sorts of things going on there. Tris Milione, excellent. Okay, what is Nadine's task going to be? I can hear you almost sort of thinking, what is our task going to be? Well, it's a fairly tough one because you are basically in the role of Ola, because normally we actually invite Ola as the producer of the show to select the track that he's enjoyed the most, and then we have a reprise of it at the end of the programme. Now, you might say already that Brooke has kind of stacked the odds firmly in her favour because she actually has double the number of tracks as opposed to the one that Erta has actually got from that point of view. We've just heard, of course, but who knows, you might well go for that. And we haven't heard, of course, the second of Brooke's choices as yet, so you know, just again, just so you're prepared, so you can actually cast your ear back and think, oh, which one will I go for? We might have a little reprise as well. But nostalgia, I mean, let's go to Erta first, because I always get the sense, and maybe it's my Polish background as well, that somehow the Eastern Europeans can be very nostalgic and we get very painful and it's all the lights all waxing. Do you ever get nostalgic over things past? I mean, it, clearly from your own experience in Latvia, you're far too young to actually know about the country and so on. But have you returned since? What's the connection that you actually have with Latvia now that you're based in London?
We used to go back every single summer, and then sometimes over Easter if my mum could like get off work at the same time my school holidays began. Sometimes you go over Christmas. And I do get nostalgic about it quite a lot. It's what I talk about these days. Just thinking about like summers, like seeing all my family, celebrating any birthdays, parties, and stuff like that.
And in particular, with respect to Latvia, which clearly is a relatively young state in certain instances, obviously post collapse of the Berlin Wall and so on, collapse of the totalitarianism of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, is it something which still is gradually kind of, I mean, as we heard in that song there, is there a kind of firm sense of national pride and positivity in terms of how you see the country developing?
Ooh.
Nice easy question to work through.
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I'm not sure about like in Lithuania, because I'm not there as much anymore, but here, if you ever see Lithuanians, they tend to be a bit shy about where they're from. So there's not really that sense of pride anymore.
And even, as I say, referring to Lithuania as opposed to Latvia, which is what I was doing, you should have corrected me immediately. Say, what's this all about? Lithuania, of course. And again, let's talk about why people should actually go and visit Lithuania. What would be the high spots? Why would you actually say, because you're obviously returning back, why should the citizens of Lincoln say, right, we're off to Lithuania this year?
Well, I go back for my family, but I don't know if Lincoln should go back just to see my family. The capital is very beautiful. It kind of reminds me of Lincoln in a way, because it's all like cobblestone streets and like really old sort of architecture. Our food is really good, and we get snow really early, so if anybody wants to see any snow, they should go now.
And the capital of Lithuania is
Vilnius.
Indeed. Okay, let's turn to Brooke. Nostalgia, Brooke. I mean, you've shared the food, various other aspects that actually there is a case of, no, it doesn't affect us at all, basically.
I think I do get nostalgic to a certain extent. I mean, I've not had the privilege that Ert has had growing up to go back to Jamaica as much, because it's quite expensive to go, and my family's never really been in the position to afford that. But I think mainly for the music I get nostalgic, because as mentioned before, Jamaica has paved the way to a lot of different types of music, dancehall and reggae. But I think reggae being one of the oldest forms and one of my favourite forms, that's something that I get nostalgic about quite a lot.
And clearly there is the ultimate icon of Bob Marley, who clearly connects with... No, you didn't feel like you wanted to go for Bob Marley, any of your choices? Or was that a case of, no, it'd be far too clichéd?
Yeah, no, I do love Bob Marley. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. But I did was trying to think a bit outside the box. I think reggae is quite... popular across the world, so I'm sure there are many people who are sitting listening thinking, I know all these songs that are being played, but I tried my best to pick songs that people might not have heard of.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, nostalgia, Nadine. Does it impact you? I mean, it goes back to, I think, the Roman medics back in the days of the first century AD, when they realised that the Roman troops in Britain were suffering an ache and a pain and a longing for times in Italy and so on.
I am always longing to go back to Trinidad. Any opportunity I get, everything like pertaining to Trinidad makes me nostalgic. I'm always thinking about the, like, it's always on the back of my mind. I love it. So,
I mean, we asked Erta to give a reason in terms of why people would actually travel to Trinidad. Presumably, the weather would be one that you'd say straight away.
Well, the
not
weather
much
when
snow,
it's
I
not
would have thought.
When it's not rainy season, because if it's rainy season, it's rain every day. Right. But even when it's still raining, it's hot, it's sunny, nonetheless. Yeah. But the people, the food, the just the culture as a whole is just friendly, welcoming. It's warm. It's
excellent. Okay. Well, you're up again, Brooke, because we have Beres Hammond lined up next. Would you like to do an introduction for this little number?
Yeah, so I actually got my auntie to pick this song up for me. She loves reggae. Whenever I go to her house, reggae's playing. I have distinct memories growing up of her playing reggae songs. So thank you to my aunt for picking out this song.
Tempted to Touch, Beres Hammond. Will it be the selection of Nadine in terms of what's going to be the top tune from today's Cultural Connections? I don't know. I might have to give you a little reprise of others coming through in a few moments. But let's talk a little bit about Lincoln and London and connections between the two and so on. I mean, I've got to ask you from the culinary point of view. Erta, have you tried Lincolnshire sausage? Is it a delicacy you've ever gone for? Is it a case of don't be ridiculous? I'm Lithuanian. Why would I try Lincolnshire sausage?
I don't think I have.
Really?
Yeah.
You're in your third year creative writing degree.
And
you haven't tried Lincolnshire sausage.
No.
Your mother will be shocked. She takes you as a child from Lithuania to London, and then you go up to Lincoln on the basis of your friend's cousin's recommendation, and you won't try a sausage. Okay. I mean, surely you've got to say, Brooke, you must have tried the sausage.
Yes, I have tried Lincolnshire sausage.
Would it go down well in Jamaica, or would it be a case of... No, probably not.
I think it would go down well. I think they'd probably add something to it, put it in a stew, add it with some rice and peas, something like that. But yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't go down well.
Okay. And Nadine? Mm-hmm. Lincolnshire sausage?
Ironically, I've only ever tried Lincolnshire sausage in London.
Obviously testing before you buy, basically.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if I'm going to live up there, I need to actually test the thing there. I mean, there is an authenticity, obviously, in terms of it needs to be developed from that. Okay. I mean, I mentioned that as one aspect, but we're looking at really one aspect of Lincoln that you found bizarre. Now, obviously, Lincoln is a much bigger place than London. Joking. In terms of the kind of culture, in terms of the environment, etc., we've already identified in the interim period, Brooke, that you're from East London, not too far away from...
Essex. Or,
exactly, exactly. So home counties from that point of view. Erta, where are you also the same area, same location?
Yeah, but I'm from Dagenham, which is argued whether it's East London or Essex. Mm.
Football team called the Daggers, of course, and currently in the National League. But there we are. And Nadine?
North London.
North London. Yeah. Fortunately, you're not an Arsenal or a Tottenham supporter, are you?
No.
No, that's very
Arsenal.
Good. No, really? What a shame. Okay, never mind. We can cope with that. So, allowing for, as I say, differences, what is one thing that you found peculiar about Lincoln, you know, 126 miles roughly away from North London, maybe 130 miles north of East London, etc.? Have there been any times when you've thought, how bizarre these Northerners are? Nadine?
Ooh, what a question. Probably. There's probably been a time, but to think of specifics now...
We can come back to you if you wish.
Yeah, let me...
All right, okay. Brooke, what about you? What about your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so London is quite a diverse place, as most people know. And where I'm from in East London is a little place called Newham. There's a lot of Black Caribbean culture and Asian culture. So I think what I found most interesting about coming to Lincoln is how so many people are so... foreign to that sort of culture. You can't go up the high street and find a restaurant that specializes in Caribbean dishes, and you can't go into Morrison's and have a vast, you know, world food aisle with, you know, loads of different Caribbean cuisines or Asian cuisines or African cuisines.
Well, that's an opportunity to actually open up that, surely.
Well, maybe in the future, but no, it's interesting, but it's not a bad thing necessarily. It's just something that I hope to see grow in Lincoln eventually.
Okay, and Erta has never tried a Lincolnshire sausage.
Same thing as Brooke, again in Dagenham, also very big Asian and Eastern European sort of culture, which we don't have here in Lincoln. Even the other day I was looking for some Lithuanian food to buy, and there's like one Eastern European shop up the high street, and there's nothing there. And also another bizarre thing, this might sound rude, but everyone here walks really slow. In London, everyone's sort of got places to be and things to do, and everyone's like running. But here, people really like to sort of take their time and wander.
And is that a bad thing?
When I'm in a rush to my classes, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're not alone. That has been commented on in previous cultural connections, that you know, there is a kind of general calm to the whole thing, which many people find appealing, but obviously not when you're trying to get to your classes on time. Why do you set off earlier? Just saying. Just telling you, a radical thing there, but you like to sort of, yeah, because you do. There's a lot of movement in London, but equally there's an awful lot of packed sardines in the undergrounds, etc. Okay, right. Up next, as I say, we'll be finding out which one of the three pieces of music will be receiving the accolade of being Nadine Huntley's favourite. And a reminder, we can either go down the line of this particular journey from Tris Milioni and the 3 million souls, of course, in Lithuania. Or you can even have this little number from Desmond Dekker. You could actually go back in time and actually sort of go for the other choice, which we literally just heard a few moments ago, which of course was Auntie's Choice, as we like to refer to it, not the BBC, but Barry Hammond from that point of view. Take us around to that and give you a chance to actually sort of generally sort of put all those thoughts into one's mind, etc. So which one shall I go for? Here is Bob Marley. So let's talk about the future for a wee while. Erta, what does the future have in store for yourself when you graduate with a first class honours in creative writing from the University of Lincoln? What things you intend to do? Write the world's greatest novel? What's the intention?
Oh, the intention. Hopefully an internship at a publishing house somewhere. And in terms of big dreams, hopefully a poetry book published out there for everyone to get.
And are you mostly poetry as opposed to prose?
My final dissertation is poetry.
Right, okay. Is that because it kind of encaptures more of what you wish to see in the world, how it develops? Is it easier than prose? I mean, I'm just fascinated because some prose writers say I couldn't possibly do poetry and vice versa.
I mostly just find it easier to write, and when we were looking at what we need to do for our final dissertations, I thought 20 pages of poetry was a lot easier for me to do than, like, was it half a novel, a whole novel? Like that, I couldn't do that.
Surely half a novel is a novella, but maybe I'm just being sort of basic for that. And what about yourself, Brooke? What's the grand plan, the grand scheme?
Yeah, so probably similar to Erta, I have big dreams like anybody, and publishing a book would be amazing. But if not, I'd really like to go into creative advertising. We had a module on that in creative writing, and I really enjoyed that, so that would be really good to go into.
Could I ask the question, as creative writers, as students of creative writing, how do you consume your literature? Do you prefer the physicality of a book in hand, or do you like to go online and use Kindle or other devices to really soak yourself up in the sort of the words?
You know, I'm definitely a physical copy sort of person. I love a book. I can envision my future house with a whole, you know, room of bookshelves and books covering them, and I just like the aesthetic of that, so I'm definitely a book person.
And Erta?
I am a physical book person, but it's really quite expensive to go out, and I get through books really quickly, and I can't buy like 3 books every single week, so I'm turning into a Kindle reader.
And there's a storage issue as well, of course, the more text you actually have. And in sociology, it's a case of, no, it's a science, so obviously we just have very big, very big, bulky textbooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am a book person, but not a sociology book person. I might be turning into one soon, but...
Any particular branch of sociology you're looking to develop? I mean, will you be going into the advertising industry or marketing or addressing the frisson that we feel at Christmas time?
I want to actually go into business, which is quite different from sociology, but, you know, it still has its big aspect of sociology in business. So.
Partly because I'm used to, obviously, working with an awful lot of postgraduate students. I had kind of anticipated you were postgraduate students. Would you consider becoming a postgraduate student?
Oh, yes, I am. I really do want to go do my master's, but I will be doing it in London instead.
Really?
Yeah.
So Lincoln just too slow for you then?
A little bit, just a little.
Okay, and Erta, what about yourself? Will you be heading to the master's world, or is it a case of, no, I need to write my novel for the citizens of Lithuania?
I need to write my novel for the Lithuanian citizens. I can't do a master's.
Well, you can, okay. There's always a way. Never say I can't. It's always dangerous to actually use that particular term. And Brooke?
Yeah, I've loved education, but I really want to get stuck into the, you know, the actual working world, so I think I'll put off a master's for now and just get straight into work.
Okay. Right then, so time for the decision, Nadine. Which one are you going to go for? Boris Hammond, Attempted to Touch, Tris Milioni by...
Marijonas Mikutavičius.
Thank you.
I can't pronounce that.
That's no reason for deleting it, just because you can't pronounce the name.
No.
You can say that
one.
You know, that's the whole thing. Or are we going to go for Itmek with Desmond Dekker and the Aces?
I think we're going to have to go for...
Yes.
The numbers win, after all. The numbers win. You know, you sort of go head to head Lithuania against Jamaica and then the that's the message. Still, at least we've actually reached a kind of amicable solution on the whole basis. And do you have a Christmas message you'd like to share with the globe? I know we're in basically first Sunday of Advent by the time this is being aired, or you might be listening to it a little bit beforehand. Literally the shortest Advent possible, because literally by the time we get to the fourth Sunday of Advent, then basically your next day is Christmas Day. It's never shorter than it is this particular year, so very rapid preparation time. What Christmas message would you have, Brooke?
Don't be a Scrooge. It may just be the beginning of December coming up, but get in the Christmas spirit and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Okay, Erta.
Oh, I've got the opposite Christmas message. Wait until the 23rd to start playing your Christmas music. Merry Christmas.
That's interesting. Because I started at the start there, but obviously Russian Orthodox is an Eastern Orthodox, I should say, has a later Christmas. Do you have the 25th of December? Has that always been the case?
In my family, yeah.
Yeah. And are there any Lithuanian traditions that you also bring on board?
Oh, not any that I can.
Such as
right
do you unwrap your presents on Christmas Eve or another time? Or
yeah, we open our presents the day before Christmas.
Day before, yeah. Okay. And Nadine, your Christmas thoughts then?
If you can spend Christmas in Trinidad, do it. And if you can't, find Trinidadian friends to go and spend Christmas with them. Merry Christmas.
So clearly the Trinidad message is being brought across from that sort of basis there. Yes. Excellent. Brooke, did we actually decide? No, did we? What are you going to do after you've written the novel to end all novels?
Oh, what am I going to do with
yes.
it? Well,
will you be doing postgraduate work? Will you be saying, what's your plan?
No postgraduate work. It'd be nice to publish the book. I'm very into influencing my books and my novels with my culture, so it'd be really nice to get the Jamaican culture and the London Black experience out there. So if I could, I'd do that.
Excellent. Okay, well, Erta, you have won. Obviously, from that point of view, who knows where Ola would have actually positioned that? Still, he can't sort of comment because he's not here. So would you like to formally introduce... No, actually, we'll hold it because I've got to ask the final question. Have you had a good time on your first ever Siren Radio experience, Nadine?
The best time. And I would hope you could invite us all back to do this again.
Well, this is good. If not the Cultural Connection show, certainly there's another one I'm sure we can connect with. And what about yourself, Brooke?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I have such a passion for my culture, so being able to come on here and spread that has been really, really enjoyable. So thank you.
Excellent. And Erta?
I've had a great time. Thank you for having us. I really enjoyed, getting to spread sort of my culture and my country with everyone.
Fantastic. Now you get the chance to actually introduce once again for the listener the final track on today's Cultural Connections. Off you go, Erta.
This is Tris Milioni by Marijonas Mikutavičius.
Šachmatais arba dartais, juk būna, kad kartais lieki vienas, bet ir jau dėjo kažkas tave saugo. Mes per vieną naktį didelį užaugom ir mes galim.